T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've tried not to be mean about it or vicious about it, but I've called into question some of the coverage in the Richmond Times-Dispatch of the protest slash rioting and vandalism that's taken place across the city. And I've got a number of friends who still work at the Times-Dispatch. I've had a great relationship with them over the years. I like a lot of these people, so I try to temper what I say, not pull punches because I like them, but be objective in my analysis. Plus, I got to be honest with you, if you're in the media, if you do a radio show in the morning for 4 hours, you're going to tick people off. So I'm sure that these guys at the paper know there's just no way you'll ever win. So you got to show up every day to just do the best job you can. But I think we should talk about this. How does the paper go about covering very controversial subjects like this? And Mike Svetitz is the managing editor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. How long have you been at the Times-Dispatch, Mike? I feel like it's been a pretty long time.
It'll be 6 years in September. I came here in September of 2014 as the sports editor.
Right.
And then I became the managing editor in June of 2017. So it'll be 3 years as the managing editor, almost 6 years total.
Gotcha. And where'd you come from before that?
I was in Auburn, Alabama. I was working for the Opelika Auburn News, which is the hometown paper, I guess you could say, of Auburn University, in the middle of the heart of the Deep South and SEC country. And I was a sports editor there for 10 years.
Gotcha.
So 17 out of my 20 years in this business have been in sports.
Okay. Well, you got thrown into a big story here the last couple of weeks, at least. Am I the only person who's called you or maybe emailed and said, hey, Mike, some of these pictures that you're choosing, some of the headlines feel like, and, you know, I hate to use the word feel because that's all about emotion, but feel like they are in favor of the protesters, certain words that are being used, certain language or characterizations. What's your response? I'm sure I'm not the only person who's at least called that into question. Do you have a reaction to that?
No, you're not the only person who's asked or had a response to that. And,
okay.
And my response is that, you know, we report the news, and this is what it looks like for the last 27 nights in Richmond. And so anybody who's been out there, anybody who has been part of this coverage or part of the protest or bystander or police, this is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And so our job is to give the readers, you know, the one thing we have as the media is access that, you know, the typical person doesn't have. You know, we're allowed to go, we go behind the curtain, so to speak, and are able to talk and put ourselves in position where, you know, the average person can't go or doesn't go. And so our job is to show the public exactly what's going on, not only when the sun's out, not only when, you know, people in front of the cameras and doing press conferences, but what's happening behind closed doors, what's happening in the locker rooms, what's happening in the middle of the night, and what's happening in the middle of the day. And so this is what's happening, and our job is to report on that.
Well, that is certainly true, and I appreciate that. As a former TV reporter, I can remember going into some neighborhoods like, woof, what a privilege it is to be here, but I'm going to be glad to get out without having a problem with some people who don't look very happy that I'm here asking intrusive questions that they don't really want to answer. So I don't have disrespect for reporters who do that work. I think it's important. But here's just an observation, and it's the easy target, I guess. I'm looking at I get the hard copy of the paper every day, so I've got them laid out here at my house, and a lot of the photos are of people from behind, so it kind of protects the anonymity of individuals who are protesting, and they portray an image of peaceful protesters who are holding candles at one point or just sitting with their families, you know, having a drink or having a picnic, when it seems to me that the real story, the news story, is not that people are picnicking, but that people are breaking the law, vandalizing, and in some cases destroying things. Now, of course, you got to be there to catch that. And in all fairness to you, I've witnessed, on as I search YouTube, a lot of reporters who've been physically warned, if not attacked, you better not take a picture of me while I'm doing something because I'm coming after you. How do you all make those judgments when you're, you know, Dean and Sabrina and some of the other photographers that you have out there? How do you make judgments about what you're going to shoot, which pictures you then use on the front page and in the accompanying stories to illustrate what's happening? And do you think some of your people have been intimidated by protesters who said, I better not, you know, don't point that camera at me?
Well, you know, our goal is, like I said before, to report what's happening. But mm-hmm. also, safety is our number one priority. No story, no picture, no quote is worth injury or worse. And so we've instructed our reporters and photographers to, a lot of the times you see behind people from behind is because we've instructed our reporters and photographers to not get in between police and protesters. There's mm-hmm. there's no good that can come out of standing in the middle of those two entities. Mm-hmm. And so we've instructed, you know, them to stay on the side, stay behind, out of the way, out of the street, and observe and try to, as best they can, report and photograph what they can from there, but mm-hmm. with safety being the number one priority. So, and you got to also remember that the newspaper, the hard copy of the newspaper, has a deadline, and that's 10:30 at night every night.
Okay.
So the photos that you see in the print copy happened before 10:30 because, you know, we don't have all night to print the paper.
Okay. That's a legitimate, that's a practical issue.
So you've got a lot of those. But if you look on our website, richmond.com, and you look throughout the night, you'll see more photos of what's happening after deadline and videos mm-hmm. and those type things. So we are trying as best we can to cover this, but also stay safe. We have had reporters and photographers who have been threatened. We've had, you know, the Commonwealth Times, the VCU student newspaper, had a reporter on Sunday night get thrown to the ground and pepper sprayed by a police officer, even after identifying himself as press. And you can go on our website and watch that. So, you know, you've got to put yourself in a position to cover the news, but not be injured or not be hurt. But even if you are taking every precaution, there's no guarantee that you will be, that you won't be.
Yeah. And so, I think it's smart to stay out, you know, not between the cops and the protesters or rioters from a practical standpoint. And, you know, I've worked with people who, I remember the TV station was one guy who was kind of a yahoo, I thought, but he was a colleague of mine. He thought that by flashing his press pass, suddenly, you know, a bulletproof wall went up around him and he didn't have to listen to the cops. He didn't have to do anything. And I kept saying, man, one of these days, this is going to go wrong for you. So I get your point. But, you know, as I look, I've got three front pages in front of me, like one of them on Monday. And I take your point about the picture deadline. Sincerely, I know how tough it is trying to turn things around on deadline. And TV didn't even have the same deadline that you do. So I get it. But like Monday, this Monday, peaceful day turns chaotic. But then, you know, the average person is just going about their life, sees this family in front of the Lee statue. And I'm just beginning, again, trying to be fair to you guys. I'm not seeing the photograph of the snarling protester with the black power fist in the air, which I think, based on the video I'm seeing, you could get that shot And again, trying to take my own anger and bias out of it, I think that kind of tells at least part of this story too. And I'm not seeing that as much, if at all, to be honest with you.
What you see is a snapshot of 24 hours, you know, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. A picture is worth a thousand words,
right?
But it only it doesn't captivate and convey an entire story. It's a snapshot. And if we're just talking about pictures, then I would say read the story. I would say follow our coverage. If somebody just turned into your radio show for the second half of this segment that we're doing, they wouldn't get the full picture of our conversation.
And
they wouldn't
true.
Understand the context of our conversation. So what I would suggest is anybody who thinks that we have an agenda or that there's some sort of, you know, we're just trying to show one side, I would ask them to read our coverage every day, look at every photo we have on our website and on our in our paper, read everybody's story, follow us on social media to get the full context of it. And so it's a hard job. And we haven't slept in 27 days. I don't think I've slept more than 3 hours a night for the last 3 weeks. Plus, oh, by the way, we have a pandemic going on in which it's still raging.
Which complicates it and is a whole nother real story
and,
to cover.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is we've got reporters on furlough. We have editors on furlough. You know, the economics of the newspaper business, just like any business in these day and times, is not where it once was.
Tough.
And so we're human. And so
well, let me ask you about the human side.
If
you don't mind, let me ask you about the human side, because and I've had candid conversations about my experience in newsrooms, both as a journalist and as someone who's worked with newsrooms trying to influence the news, to be honest with you. There, you know, you can get into a room where people talk and they kind of reveal how they're seeing the story. Oh, my God, I hate Donald Trump. You know, this guy, I can't believe he got elected. We got to take this guy down. And things like that are said. Do you feel like collectively when you all are in an editorial meeting, and I guess everybody, do you still get together in the room together? Do you do Zoom calls? That's probably an interesting question. How do you communicate as a group of reporters, journalists, and editors these days?
Well, first of all, our editorial department is separate from the newsroom.
I know, but I mean, the report, I'm talking about you all as reporters.
Okay, well, you said editorial, so I just wanted to make sure we cleared that
up.
Okay,
no, that's an important point.
Our journalists, our reporters, our editors, we have two calls a day with our editors, one actually in about 10 minutes and another one at 3 o'clock, and then we're having conversations all through the day about what we're covering, where we're going, what's, you know, who's doing what, you know, just the logistics of it all. And then also, it's been a conversation that we've had since day one. Of what are we? What stories are we trying to tell? You know, we're really trying to get at the heart of these of some of these issues, and not as much as the you know, the play by play, so to speak, of what's happening each night. But you know, you got news in front of your face, and you got to cover it. And our job is not just to pick and choose what we cover. Our job is to hold up a mirror and reflect what's happening in the community.
And you do think most of the people who are coming into work, or all the people that you work with, that even if they are going, God, I didn't know when I moved to Richmond it was the hotbed of the Confederacy, you know, the South will rise again, that attitude, that they're looking at this as objective, not even analyst, objective, as a mirror to what's going on. It's not motivated by a personal opinion that's hostile to one side or the other.
All our reporters report the news impartially without fear or favor. And I stand on that.
Okay. Listen, I really appreciate it. I appreciate the candid conversation. I appreciate that you're brave enough to come on and, you know, just talk through your process. And I'm gonna keep doing what you suggested, which is read the paper every day and not just look at the pictures, but read the stories. I value what you all bring to the table. So, and it's an important time in Richmond history and Virginia history. It's got to be documented. So I do appreciate both the work you're doing and you coming on and kind of taking a little bit of heat about it. Thank you, Mike.
No problem. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.